is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply?
Good yawning this morning. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 30th of April, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I think today is a day of events. We're going to be talking about a lot of upcoming events, but today is International Jazz Day. And that song we opened the show with is Bahamian songstress Anushka Wright. And she was performing Love for Sale. Good morning, Anushka, and good morning to all of our Bahamian jazz fans, all of our Bahamian musicians who root themselves in that genre. International Jazz Day is designated April 30th in November 2011 by UNESCO. And Herbie Hancock is the UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador, iconic pianist and jazz performer. This year's global concert will be held today. In fact, the celebration lasted 4 days. It culminates today in an all-star global concert in Tangiers, Morocco. First time on the African continent. So all my jazz fans, jazz it up today. Today is your day. I'm hoping to see some jazz, rake and scrape fusion in the future. Please, please, please. Okay, another big event happening today. The Hannah Hasty Times Family Association General Meeting is today, tonight, Tuesday the 29th of April, 2024. At 6 p.m. at St. John's College. The meeting will also be accessible via Zoom. You can check the local Hannah Hasty Tynes WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups for the Zoom link, or you can DM me, you can private message me personally on Facebook for the Zoom link. Again, the April Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association General Meeting is tonight. Today is Jazz Day. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk briefly about a poetry event taking place this weekend at the Port. But joining me in studio are representatives from the Anglican Church Men's Council, and we are talking the ACM 50th Conference today. Joining me are Mr. Errol Thompson, Treasurer of the 50th Conference Committee, and Father Carey Marcel. First of all, sir.
He's our spiritual advisor.
Your spiritual advisor. You're looking for a job, eh? I know a boy with a spiritual advisor, and they're doing very well.
Listen, that seems to be the thing.
Yeah, it seems to be the thing. But first of all, sir, I want to say that you were too young to be a priest.
Me?
Yes. Have you gone through your rite of passage yet as a priest?
I would like to hope so.
I know, because you got the bass in your voice. But I don't see no gray anywhere.
All this gray hair, man.
I don't see it. I just can't see it. Anyway, good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to have you in studio today. This is an event that I'm excited about, even knowing that I can't come. Even knowing that I cannot participate in any of the wonderful events, I'm very excited to talk today about ACM, that's Anglican Church Men's 50th Conference. So give us all the details you have for us today.
Let me just correct you on one thing. You can come to the church service on Thursday evening. That's our opening church service. That'll be at St. Matthew's. And you can come to the closing service on, so you can come to two evenings.
You're going to have refreshments?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because any other answer is discrimination.
More than like.
Any other answer is discrimination. Okay, let's get into the details for this year's event.
Okay.
Now, you have to speak directly into the mic. You can adjust the bass here.
Okay. As you said earlier, this is the 50th ACM conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's May 30th to June 2nd of this year, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The venue is at the Warwick Hotel. That's where we'll be having our business sessions and whatnot. We have speakers coming in who, I think we got about four speakers.
Yeah, five.
Five speakers coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is an international speaker.
Yes.
Then, of course, so that'll be Thursday and Friday. And then that Saturday, we'll be going to Harbor Island on a
mission.
On a basically a mission that day. It's 3-hour boat ride going over, 3-hour boat ride coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We plan to do some activities while we're going over and while we're coming back. And then while we're on the island itself, we're going to do some community service on the island. Of course, we'll have a church service. We'll have lunch and whatnot, but we service every time we have our conferences, maybe especially when we go to the family islands.
Absolutely. We get back to that mission trip. I spent a lot of summers in Eleuthera at the summer camp. So when Hurricane Andrew hit North Eleuthera and Methodist put out a call, you know, I put up my hand. That's what you learn in summer camp, to be of service, to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And mission trips can be lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work.
Yes.
And lots of fun. Yes. It's like the hard work generates the fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's going to be exciting. We get back to that. Okay. The dates. Give us the dates again.
Like I said earlier, May 30th. That's a Thursday. Thursday, May 30th to
June 2nd.
To Sunday, June 2nd. And what time let's talk about the format of the conference. What time do daily sessions begin?
9 a.m. in the morning.
All right. And 9 a.m. And what time do they close?
By 6 p.m.
By 6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Or like a work day.
Yes.
So I could look at my boss and say, boss, I ain't going to be here, but I could be working.
Yeah.
I do a 9 to 5.
Yes.
That's gonna be fun. All right. The daily sessions. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to have speakers, but what's the day going to be like? When I go to a conference, in the Caribbean, we start each session with a physical activity to wake everybody up. How does ACM start the day at the conference?
With a service.
Every morning.
We have an early morning prayer service.
Yeah.
Of course, then we have breakfast afterwards, and then we go into church for that day.
Okay.
So it's a combination of business as well as speakers coming in and talking to us with various men, issues that affect men and the church and whatnot.
Right. So the day starts mostly because church men
starts
with a Christian aspect where, we center ourselves on God and what we're really there for, that God gets the glory out of this, and then that the ACM is edified because of it.
Right.
So there should be devotions or a mass maybe on the inside. When I say the inside, I mean for the conference itself.
Yeah.
Bible studies, which should be interwoven during the day or maybe in the evening or something. So there's always whether morning prayer, a morning mass, or evening prayer, to always center us.
And to curate the space.
Yes.
To enable what is supposed to happen in the space to happen.
Or in the words of my Baptist friends, to set the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Of what we're there to do.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Rake and scrape. Every Bahamian event have junk anew. Y'all got have rake and scrape, right? I mean, how do we reflect?
I would love there to be Reagan.
How do we reflect the relationship between the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos?
Good question, but
put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I know the president's listening to this right now, so
yes.
Mr. President,
yeah, the woman say,
Ms. Rain, she said, put Reagan's grape on the agenda.
Our Jamaican brothers and sisters, they patois-ize the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Our Bahamian brothers and sisters and Turks brothers and sisters should rake and scrape the hymnal. And turn as many songs as possible into rake and scrape. Now, who can come? I know I can't come, except for the services. But who can come?
Basically, it's open to men. specifically Anglican men. But once you pay your registration fee and whatnot, you can come, whether you're an Anglican or not.
Young man, my little cousin is moving up in the church. They're getting older. He's coming to church. Mm-hmm. I'm an ACM. I want to bring him along. I want to show him what ACM is. Mm-hmm. I want him to consider whether he wants to join the ACM. Can young men in the Anglican church or not in the Anglican church come in and ask these questions, sort of figure out where they could fit in the Anglican Church Men Council?
I think they can. Like the treasurer said, once, you know, registration fees are paid, they can be a part of, especially the presentations that are going to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I believe, the fellowship that the ACM is known for, which I consider good, happy Christian fellowship. And so a young man coming in can see that they invest their time in reaching their full potential through these presentations. Time to bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we're trying to create now, or recreate in our culture today.
Creating healthy and safe spaces for male fellowship,
yes,
bonding, and personal and collective development.
Yes. Agreed.
I like that because you can see men seeking it out everywhere,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Trust, when men go to the bar, they're seeking out fellowship.
Yeah.
When men hanging around in the park, they're seeking out fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps what's missing is not good hearts in men, but a lack of environment, right? A lack of spaces where men could sort of explore what it means to be men in fellowship.
Agreed. Yes. And you know, the good thing about the conference is, because we always try to go to Family Islands. You know, this, mm-hmm, is the 50th, so we're in Nassau this year. Last year we were in Turks and Caicos. The year before that, we were, I think, in Exum, I think.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
We try to go to the Family Islands because it gives everyone a chance to really bond with each other, get to know each other, to, mm-hmm, fellowship with each other. And, of course, it helps the economy of the island that we're on because you got about an average of about 80 to 100 men coming. On average, 80 to 100 men coming to the island. Right now, we have about 62 men registered so far.
Okay.
But
so, a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
When you set your trip, you've picked your venue, you've communicated with the organizations that you're going down to assist in fellowship with. Do other churches and members of those local communities come out and join, come out and sort of observe, come out and talk about what it is y'all are doing?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah.
But most of the times it's the Anglican men on that particular
island.
But we've had persons from other denominations, they'll come to our conference.
It's infectious.
In fact, we've had some speak, for example, at this particular conference that we're having the 50th, we have Dr. Ranford Patterson, who's the former Bahamas Christian Council president.
Yeah.
He's speaking. And of course, we have our spiritual advisor who's speaking.
Okay.
We also have from the U.S., Dr. Joaquin Molina,
mm-hmm,
senior pastor of Spring of Life Fellowship Church in Doral, Florida. He's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Mr. Clayton Fernanda, the Commissioner of Police. He's speaking. And of course, for men's, we always try to have something on men's health issues and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Just come in and talk. This particular time, we have Dr. Gregory Pinto. He'll be speaking.
Good
and
stuff.
He's a board-certified
men's health
urologist. Yes.
Absolutely.
And to pivot back to what you asked earlier about, you know, who is invited. The ACM is open to all men 18 and over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
We always say that every Anglican man who's 18 and over is automatically a member of the ACM.
See, that's what Father Joaquin said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're born Anglican, you're going to die Anglican.
Right, automatically a member of the ACM.
Yeah.
Whether you're actually involved with us or not, you're automatically a member. Once you're 18 and over, you're automatically a member.
I love that.
Yeah.
You born into the family.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You get the sense of belonging.
Yes.
And how important that is for men in particular, to be able to root themselves,
mm-hmm,
to a community, to family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to throw on the table for next year's conference.
Okay.
That's how excited I am. Cleaver Duncombe, Father's Rights Advocate. Okay. Dr. Ancelino Davis, he's a communicator and Toastmaster, but he's also an expert in environmental and conservation areas, mm-hmm, right?
Okay.
And so men, their environment and mental health, mm-hmm, men, fathers' rights, mm-hmm, and community and family. right? I think these are things...
These are really good topics
that men
to talk about, yeah.
Want to talk about, mm-hmm. and perhaps haven't been able to curate spaces for men in isolation, mm-hmm. to talk about these things with each other. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. My second guest today is coming to talk about a women's empowerment event, right? Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that I could blend the two of y'all together so that we could talk just briefly about how a man's empowerment event does not diminish women's empowerment, and women's empowerment events don't diminish men's empowerment events, but it's also important for men to be supported by women to do work as men, by us, for us, with us, right?
Right.
And for men to support women in the same way. So, are y'all formally working with the Anglican Church Women's Council to support the men, right? Like, hey, daddy can be at work, I mean, he can be at this conference, so my babysitter, right, you're going to organize so these men have no weight on their shoulders. They could go to the conference knowing that anything that they left behind is being supported by community.
Let us hope that's the understanding.
Yeah, man, yes. That's the understanding.
Yes. Let us hope that's the understanding.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I ain't been to church in a long time, but I know.
But the ACM and the ACW within the Anglican Church, you said it, so I'm going to quote your words, as a young cleric, what I have seen is they work together best as they can. And it's you can tell there's a friendly relationship between the two.
Mm-hmm.
There's the men support the women support the men. You can see that in the services they attend, mm-hmm. in the festivals we have mm-hmm. every year, in mm-hmm. the events that we have. So there's some sort of camaraderie mm-hmm. between the two. And maybe it's a good idea one day to bring probably the two groups together and discuss the women empowerment and how we can blend that mm-hmm. to make the church stronger.
Yeah.
Because the church consists of men and women, so...
And how through its daily operations, the church models for the community ways that men and women, married and unmarried, related through blood and not blood, work together and support each other. Now, I have another off-the-cuff question for you. How many Hannah Hastie Tynes men in the Anglican Church Men's Council?
In the Church Men's Council? None that I know of.
But I'm sure you know some, you just don't know.
But I'm sure they are in the Anglican Church men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A whole. I know one for sure, Maurice Tynes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, he's a part of the ACM.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, Uncle Tynes.
Okay.
Okay, so watch this now. Deal. I gonna get as many Hannah Hastie Tynes people coming to my meeting tonight to get our men out, the Anglicans out to the conference.
Oh, I like that.
When you go to the conference now,
mm-hmm. right.
you tell these Anglican church men they have to come to the Hannah Hastie Tynes family reunion in August and infiltrate it with the Anglican spirit.
Okay.
Right? And make sure that we have this blessing upon us as we fellowship. And I can make sure every Hannah Hastie Tynes man I touch, look at this registration form. Where can I find the registration form? And can we talk costs now?
Okay. The registration form should be on our website. I don't have any with me right now.
Yeah. Okay.
But we also have it posted in the ACM men's group.
Okay.
Yeah, so they can get it out of that. In terms of cost, it's $500 for the 2-day pass / excursion.
All right, so basically 3 days.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yes, the 3 days for you to be actually at the work, to eat and, you know, be involved with the business sessions and whatnot. Saturday to go on the trip to Harbour Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this is also your AGM?
This is also our AGM, yes.
Okay.
It's our AGM.
It's important if you are also concerned about the council business, not just the fellowship.
Exactly.
This is the time. Register for the conference.
Yes.
And come out. Is there a deadline for registration?
Oh, the deadline passed a long time ago.
All right.
But we're still accepting registration from the gentleman.
Absolutely. Okay. Don't let a deadline stop you. Father Joaquin would tell me the church door is always open.
Right.
Always
open. And the ACM's door is always open also.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because our men, we tend to do things at our own pace.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it.
Our
at our own pace.
Absolutely.
So we know to keep it open.
And people don't have to feel shy to come to the conference, because I'm not afraid to admit this will be my first one.
Okay.
First time attending, so I'm looking forward to it. Even as a presenter, to see, you know, not just what the fellowship is like, but what I can gain spiritually from all of this as a young man who's a father and a husband. And, you know, and so if there's anyone, you know, oh, well, I don't know what they're going to talk about and, you know, boring, that stuff doesn't apply to me. Right. I'm sure there's going to be so much more that has been packed into this week that young men and older men can definitely benefit from if they want to grow spiritually. And that's something I just want to keep tagging on as we talk, that the ACM is seeking to not just build up the fellowship aspect of things, but that these men can get closer to Jesus, because that's why we're the church men, and how we can live that out in our everyday life. And that's important for most of us. So that's where we get that theme from 1 Peter, that we're a chosen generation. And that generation can be extended over a period of time, that God chooses us to do his work, not just in church, but in community. So I'm looking forward to it. And I hope others are excited about it too, because it's just more than business. I just want to put that out there. You know, you hear a conference like this, you think it's just business and certain things don't apply to me. Well, I think the team, I would call them the conference committee, has made to have various components. I imagine it's like imagining a plate with different things you like. You know, I don't eat rice all the time, but there's veggies, there's something else for everybody that you can pick from, that you can leave full.
Absolutely. I went to a meeting yesterday at the Department of Gender and Family Affairs, and I want to say to the staff of the men's desk there, please reach out to the Anglican Churchmen Council and find out the details about the conference and share this information with the organizations registered under the men's desk. There's so many small groups doing great work, and this could also be a great resource for men wanting to learn more about how to support men, and in particular the spiritual aspect, right? A lot of focus on men's health, a lot of focus on men's behavioral attitudes, behavioral practices and attitudes, but in terms of capacity building, this is a great resource for men. Now, women, be a little jealous, right? Because it's great to have insight on what men are thinking and what men are feeling. But we also understand it's important for men to explore those things by themselves.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So let's go through the details one more time. Dates.
Okay. May 30th to June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Venue, of course, is the Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
Church services will be held at St. Matthew's on Shirley Street.
Which is, St. Matthew's is between Shirley Street and Bay Street.
Yes.
On a street called Church Street.
Okay.
And if you're on Church Street, you're looking at the Sydney Poitier Bridge.
Yes.
So then, and St. Matthew's will be on your left-hand side.
Got it.
And it's also called the Ark and the Pond.
Okay.
Yeah, they call it
the Ark in the Pond.
The Ark, A-R-K.
In the Pond.
In the Pond.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let's put this on the table for next year's conference.
Mm-hmm.
We need a history lecture, right? Now, Grace Turner, of course, is a woman. I still put me up, but is a history.
We've had female speakers at our conferences also.
Historian, and a few years ago, I went to a lecture she did at the Bahamas Historical Society, and a large portion of the discussion is about graves, burial practices, graveyards and grave sites, and a significant portion of the discussion was exploring the history of burials and graveyards attached to St. Matthew's Church.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, throwing that on the table.
What's the name again?
Grace Turner. Throwing a blow for women and putting it on the table for next year's conference. Okay, go on.
And then the theme, of course, is brotherhood rooted in faith, soaring in service. And of course, as Father said, that comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
If I could just say what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Aaron's reading.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Gentlemen, I want to say thank you very much. The 50th. Now, how do you say it? Tell me how you announce the conference. ACM's 50th conference?
The ACM's 50th annual conference.
50th annual conference. Be there or get pinched. Let me tell you. May 30th to June 2nd. Gentlemen, I get the impression y'all think y'all too old to get pinched.
Oh, wow.
Pinching is one of the most prevalent or common practices in the Anglican Church for behavior moderation.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
And the first rule you should learn, little children, is you never too old to get pinched. Don't think you can graduate from that. But it's a great way to sort of maintain community and to show people, like, hey, I watching, not to say like I watching over you, but know that there are people who are observing and are aware of when you need help and are prepared to step in.
These people were a part of what we call a village.
Yes.
Yeah, so in the village, people pinched.
Yes. And you dare not complain to your parents.
Then you can get
more
things.
Mr. Thompson, yes, me and you, we're not in the same boat as father. Uh-huh. People are a little scared to pinch father. Me and you, we could get pinched all the time. All the time. I want to say good morning to Aunt Esther, to Barbara, Pierre, to Iris, Tynes, all good Anglican women, and also a part of the Hannah Hasty Tynes Executive Committee. They're also good pinchers as well, let me tell you. Okay, just as we close out the show, a little bit of church history. Church records indicates that the Bahamas Churchmen's Union was instituted January 15th, 1866. And I think that's the first iteration of the ACM. And then in the church archives are the bylaws of and offices of Christ Church Brotherhood, founded November 1st, 1871. And the length of time these organizations remained in existence is uncertain. There were most likely others, but there are no records before the 1960s when the Bahamas Church Men, forerunner to the ACM, was organized. You guys have a long history of organizing, brotherhooding, and it's wonderful to see. I'd say thank you again. Contact information, telephone, and then let's remind people how and where they can get a registration form.
I can give my contact, 376-4202, Harold Thompson. I'm the treasurer, so you get in contact with me. I can send a registration form to you if need be.
Okay, absolutely. Can I share the numbers that were shared by the last guest?
That's fine.
On air.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Javon Moss, president.
He's the president.
Mm-hmm. He shared 427-7070. So that's 427-7070.
Yes.
And Greg Sherman, the co-chair, 456-9140. That's 45. Mm-hmm. Like Father Joaquin would say, you have no excuse. You know how to reach out to us. St. Anne's has not moved. I love church culture. I love church culture. Gentlemen.
Speaking of church culture, just before you go, can I just send one shout out to a clergyman who celebrates his birthday today, the Reverend Father Christopher Lee Higgs, who is the rector of North Abaco.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Father, we wish you a happy birthday with every success and God's blessing.
Absolutely.
Well, can I send one shout out also?
Absolutely.
To my uncle, Bishop Gilbert Thompson. Uh-huh. If you're listening, have a great day, Uncle Otto.
Oh, it's not his birthday?
Oh, no,
because we charge.
Just saying hi.
We charge a slice of cake for birthday shout outs.
No, no.
But not from Father.
Not from Father.
Can't come with pinches, man. I'm not for that. I'm not for that. Gentlemen, Errol Thompson, Father Carey, Marcel, thank you very much
for
joining us this morning.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work my way back into the church. I play in a little like I work my way back in. But it's a beautiful song, and it is the current theme song of the ACM. Yes. It used to be Great is Thy Faithfulness. It's a wonderful transition.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
You guys in the airwaves. Yes, sir?
No, I was just saying you're welcome.
In the airwaves, stay tuned. We're going to a break. And when we come back from the break, we have another empowerment event at the desk that we're going to talk about. And then I'm going to talk about these men while they're gone. This is going to be a good time. And again, don't forget to pinch every Hasty Hannatines man in the Anglican Churchmen and the Council. You have a great day. Thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
And mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God, His kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong.
With Boss Mars now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank you so much, everyone, and thank you so much for coming. The light of love is stealing into a newborn baby.
Takes a long time.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Again, you're on the clock with Erin Green on this International Jazz Day. That was Anushka Wright again with Softly, as in a morning sunrise. I want to make a note that it's sometimes difficult to find Bahamian jazz performances online that are studio recorded. There are many, many live performances captured. Sometimes that's difficult to convey the beauty of the music over the airwaves. But if you are a Bahamian jazz artist, or if you know of videos or links to Bahamian jazz, call the station. Leave a note with the producer. Post it on Facebook. Just share it generally, because today, May 30th, is International Jazz Day. Joining me in studio for the second portion of the show is Ms. Kendanique Campbell-Moss.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am well, Erin. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let me tell you something. I'm glad you're here, because I was jealous just now talking to the ACM Council about their upcoming 50th annual conference, men's empowerment event.
Right.
But I held it down because I knew in the second half we were going to be talking about a women's empowerment event, right?
Absolutely.
See, sometimes jealousy is a good feeling if you turn it into fuel and let it motivate you to do the thing that you think you also need in your life.
Absolutely.
Because that's where jealousy comes from. Let it motivate you to be positive.
It must. It absolutely must.
So introduce yourself and then tell us about this upcoming event.
So good morning, Bahamas. This is Kendanique Campbell-Moss. I'm here on 96.9 FM, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. So, of course, I'm a veteran, mass communications and public relations practitioner. And I'm here this morning to speak about something that was on my heart, in my mind for quite some time to do. And because of a series of events that happened in my life within the last 2.5 months, I've been prone to actually get off my laurel and actually make it happen.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely. Now, I was reading, looking for bios for you, right? And mm-hmm. I found this thing that said, Mommy Hustle.
Yes.
Kendini Campbell Moss, mm-hmm. MBA, PMP. Mm-hmm. Tell me, you have a master's in Mommy Hustle?
No, I have a master's in communications and public relations.
Okay.
And I also have a master's from the University of the West Indies, and it's for hospitality management because I was at the Ministry of Tourism. That's where I started my career, my workship. I always wanted to work in the field of tourism, and I met Bernice Joaquin one morning at Junkanoo. I asked her if I could send in my CV. I did. I took the test on a Tuesday, and Friday afternoon I was hired at the Ministry of Tourism and Aviation. Wow. And that was my long term goal. I mean, I have another long term goal, and since then I've matriculated into something else. I do one day want to become the director.
Long time goal was to recreate, to start a new Methuselah's all woman Junkanoo group.
No. I cannot take the mantle. I cannot. I'm going to stay in my Junkanoo vein in the area that I am.
Y'all Saxons loyal to a fault, man.
We are very loyal. We are loyal. I'm telling you. And Absolutely. So it's a master's in that. And then, of course, I did project management at the University of West Indies as well. And then I have a BA in communications, and I have a Bachelor of Science in English Language and Literature.
Okay.
Yeah. My mother and father made sure I got all the education that I could get.
Yeah.
Yes.
PMP means professional management.
Yes.
Professional.
Professional. Yes. That's me.
Man, this is awesome. And I see how all of these skills can be brought together.
Absolutely.
Especially with Mommy Hustle.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, things happen so that things can happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give away too much of my nuggets before the event on Sunday. But in essence, Aaron, things happen so that other things can happen. And had it not been for some strong women that would have been in my life, I don't know where foremost Arlene Nash Ferguson. Mm-hmm. I attended St. Augustine's College straight out of Xavier's. And I went to St. Augustine's. But, of course, my mouth has always been my issue. So I used to get in little trouble, right? Mm-hmm. And so I could not contain my stay at St. Augustine's.
Okay.
And so my good mummy, she called Arlene, and Mrs. Ferguson accepted me at St. John's. And at St. John's, I perfected my craft. My mouth earned me the right to stay in the office for a full year, right? So at that time, right, I was in the office. I got my lessons in the office. Mrs. Ferguson made sure I knew how to read the dictionary back and front, answer the phone.
If you like words,
you use your mouth, that's how you're going to use it.
Yeah.
And so Mrs. Ferguson was one of those people that, one of those women that were integral in my upbringing. And had it not been for Arlene Nash Ferguson, I wonder where I would be. Mm-hmm. And I have women that have stepped in the gap for me. I have people like Pia Glover Roll. I have people like Leslie, people like Bianca Bullard. I have a myriad of women, Nicole Henderson Smith, Erica Ingram, who was my first supervisor at the mission, that said to me, take Exuma Music Heritage Festival and run with it, Kendini. Do what you have to do. People like Janet Johnson. These are women that would have stood in the gap for me to make it possible for me to do certain things. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention them. Even now, and this is nothing to do with like political divide, like people mm-hmm. like Patricia Clare, who I've asked them for advice, and they have helped me, you know. And I don't want it to be a political thing, but I want women to know that there are women that see you each and every day. And if you don't speak to them, if you don't talk to them, if you don't ask for more, you will never get more. It has to happen.
Right. Just stick a pin there. So yesterday, this wonderful young man, mm-hmm. poet, communicator, artistic communicator, had this post. So he said, you know, sometimes you got to be quiet, humble mm-hmm. to learn,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, yeah, but really what it is you have to be open.
You have to be open.
To learning. Because sometimes the humble and the quiet part are not going to help you. Because sometimes you have to say, hey,
I need it.
Please.
And closed mouths don't get fed on the boulevard. Absolutely, right?
Right.
And so I've had good friends, too. I've had people like Farrah Sanders and Charlene, my good, good friend Charlene. I love her to my heart. These are women that have stepped in the gap for me. Recently, my mom transitioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
So before mommy,
mm-hmm.
She said, my mommy calls me Kenra. And so before that, she said, if something happens and you cannot manage on your own, I want you to get these people to help you. And she said that, and it's as if though she knew what she was saying prior to. Mm-hmm. So these ladies, this village, they would have helped me, Aaron. Mm-hmm. And some things that happen in life, it happens so that other things can happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to help someone else. When I did not have work because I left my job at the Ministry of Tourism and I went to Alive, and Alive downsized during COVID. Mm-hmm. And so I was without work for almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And in that 2 years, I had to rebuild. And there were women that stood in the gap for me that helped me.
Absolutely. Let's go to this call.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about the theme and the title of this year's event. Good. Okay. Welcome to On the Clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good, thank
good.
You.
That's good. You sound good. Listen, you said today is Jazz Day, right?
Yeah, today is Jazz Day.
Yeah.
We're talking with Kendini Campbell Moss about a women's empowerment event.
I know. I listened to your show. I just want to make a comment on Jazz Day.
Okay.
Do you remember Paul Hanna and Tanya Hanna?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, the next Jazz Day, I know y'all is going to extend it to tomorrow. You could feature them and someday invite them on your show. They
absolutely.
Had a master plan
absolutely.
For promoting jazz in the Bahamas.
Oh, absolutely. I
love jazz.
I've had Paul and Tanya on a number of times. Unfortunately, Paul passed away.
Not on this station, right?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately,
okay.
Paul passed away, but I've had Tanya on recently to pay tribute to her sister, Pamela Woods. But absolutely, I'm going to find space to play more jazz music. Hopefully
this
week.
Thing too, Pamela Woods?
Yes, but she unfortunately passed away recently
okay.
as well.
But Tanya's still singing?
Absolutely, and performing and teaching music.
Okay, that's good. She produced another album. Her and her husband produced another CD together.
Yes. Thank you so much.
If you produce one, I know they have any children that sing.
Absolutely, they do. They have some children that perform. Troy Kahana.
Who?
Troy Kahana. You can go online and search him up right now.
That's a man.
It doesn't matter.
Your name again?
Troika, Troika. Hanna. It's a man.
Okay. I need to feature him and his mom.
Absolutely. Again.
Because I when you're talking about jazz, I always love that couple. They love each other and they perform. I've been to one of their concerts in the garden.
Yes.
So you know the Botanical Garden somewhere around there?
Yes, Funkinita.
You need to bring that back.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Cole.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Good.
You coming to this meeting tonight?
Oh,
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We miss your lovely voice, the radio.
I'll be back soon. I think Dwight is going to work something out for me. I'll be back soon.
I've been trying to wake something out for us, but she mommy hustling all over the place.
I can do it, Aaron. Whatever you need,
the way you change the conversation is on a level that everybody in this country can talk to.
Thank you.
Yes.
So
thank you.
Your show would be it in the next year. You doing all these shows every day. You need to get on, man. Come on.
I will be back. I promise you. I will be back. I promise you.
I just jump on my vehicle and then I hear that voice. I say, oh, and then you start to talk about your mom.
Yeah.
And you send me right down the road because I recently lost my dad.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I
have my sympathy.
Anyway, just letting you know we missed you and be encouraged.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
She thought it was just me asking.
So
It was just me asking. So let's get to it. Faith right. over fear.
Yes.
And the story you shared with us just now, right, like that manifests mm-hmm. the theme
yes.
that things happen.
Right.
And things happen for a reason.
Things happen so things can happen, Aaron. And my parents are from very, very humble beginnings, right? Mm-hmm. And my parents worked together to get where they are today. And mommy always says, had she not met my daddy, where would she be? And daddy, I would be nothing. So those two people worked in tandem. And I feel like faith over fear works in tandem, because there were a lot of times that I wondered, well, can I come out of this box? Can I do anything different? Mm-hmm. Would I be able to do anything different? But sometimes the environment and life and just the forces have a tendency to push you into doing different things. And I needed the faith in order to get over my fear. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something big. There's this TikToker that Denise and the guy was saying, you're thinking small, you gotta think big. So I would always say, pray big. But was I thinking and doing big? I feel like sometimes we don't say, sometimes we don't know, and we don't ask the proper questions. But if we have sufficient faith, you only need mustard seed, Aaron. You only need mustard seed faith. That's it, that's all you need.
That's what I tell BPL. You only need mustard seed faith that I can pay this bill.
That's it. And Aaron, the thing about it is, right, when I said I was going to do Mummy Hustle, so many people said, oh, that name is too ghetto. Aaron, I said I'm a mummy and the hustle is real. And hustle doesn't have to be anything that's derivative of a negative term. Hustle, it's the drive. It's the days that sometimes I do not want to get up to drop an eye to school. It's some days when I do not want to do anything. It's you have somebody else depending on you. And whether you believe it or not, you have other men and some women and some children and those who are gender non-specific, mm-hmm. they look up to you. They see you and they say, you know something? If she could do it, I could do it. And that's my message. If I could do it, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do it, so can you. And if I did it, let me bring you with me so that you could do it as well. Mm-hmm. That's like I was in a situation recently and I'd been trying for years to get this one particular thing done. And I called this lady and I don't want to put her on the spot. But I called this lady, Erin, mm-hmm. and she called another lady, and it was done. But had I not said anything, had I not had the faith, and if God puts it in you, Erin, that for you, and what for you will never pass you.
Okay. May 5th.
May 5th.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Start time?
We are starting at 11 a.m. promptly.
Venue?
Charlottesville Clubhouse.
And, all right.
And Erin, we have libations, okay? We have libations, Aaron. We have DJ Slaughter in the house. We're playing some good golden oldies, some good love music. You know, love, never knew what you were.
Look at me. I can't come. Look at me with my passion fruit mimosa.
Aaron, we can have a good time.
And what I like about it, so earlier, the first segment of the show, we had men talking about mm-hmm. men's empowerment.
Right.
Centered around spirituality, the church, and our relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
And now we have a women's empowerment event. We need as many as possible. There could never be enough.
There could never be enough.
Because we can organize ourselves, come together around religion. We mm-hmm. can come together around politics. We can
yes.
come together around business. We
yes.
can come together around community, right? And so I may not want to come together around politics, right?
Right.
Or church. But
right.
to have so many options available to you.
To me.
Right.
Right.
And so who are you looking, who's your audience?
My audience, is women. My audience are women. Mm-hmm. My audience is in a toxic relationship and is afraid to come out. My audience is a woman who wants to start that business but is afraid to, who doesn't know how to go in non-revenue service, who doesn't know how to go to NIB, who doesn't have a strategic marketing plan, who does not know where to go. There are different women mm-hmm. that will be in the room to assist you. And Aaron, it's not only about the God in the faith, right? Because we can have a little sexual portion of the today too.
We talk about relationships, intimacy, practices,
spaces,
partner culture, behavior.
This is a holistic approach to the woman, because Aaron, you see your woman before you, but there, a woman is multi-layered. She's multifaceted. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a one-trick pony. You understand me? So you have, there are levels to this womanhood. And so there's levels to the faith over fear. And mm-hmm. the faith has to be bigger than the fear.
Okay, let me go to this call quickly. Okay. See what's happening over here.
Okay.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Richard, holding on, thanking God for life as usual.
Blessings.
I was thinking, I forget the last name.
Moss.
That's
Moss.
A Kate.
Kendini. Moss Kendini. Campbell. Yeah.
Last
Campbell
name.
Moss.
Moss. Moss, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Saxon lady.
This me. Hi.
The lady is all about on TV, carrying on the headband before they do that two straight.
Yes.
About the Saxons.
Yeah. I born a Saxon, but I said Wally now. When my eyes open, although I can't see, I said Wally now.
That's okay, because none of y'all is the spirit rap group in the history.
I don't know. I don't know if we can handle all two of y'all.
They must. They have to.
Listen, Erin.
Yes.
How do I say it? 14 case of joking. What is it? Platinum.
That's what she is. That's what she is.
Not just her, you too?
No, man, don't watch that. Let me tell you how you could handle it.
Well, no,
you could
no,
handle
no.
your Grammy and her friends.
Hey, listen, you you more like the man, she get the education.
She got it.
Listen to the things we talk about and stuff, how we appreciate it and how she's so down. She's not diplomatic this morning. I know she intimidated or shy in front of you, right?
No, she said she ain't bringing the Saxons talk to the radio.
Broken, she's so more dialect.
Yeah, bringing standard English.
Now she in front of you, like you gotta listen. Good to tell, ask Miss Moore.
She's very polite.
I gotta be able to switch it up.
Man, because I said, this must be one of them other big shot ladies who, Aaron, because Aaron, big shot people who come on the show and talk things, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, if you don't listen, because you wouldn't even hear, you can't dice that, you wouldn't sound like, oh, somebody's laughing and crying on the radio. She get us crying and laughing. All we want to do is read text all day. It can take 2, 3, 4, we tell her, when she done do 2 hours, we still want her for 2 more. And Aaron, we can't never get enough of you, because like I say, you're the educator. I appreciate you so much. Sometimes I just ask, I don't know about other people, I just ask the question,
mm-hmm.
although I think I know the answer, what you would say, but
right.
just to hear you and the way how you say it and how you fix things, like if we could only maybe, I don't know if you really think, but if some of us think sometime, I guess we could do the same good job, but you've been in the area. I don't know if we could handle two of you all together. But
you have to handle it.
Or even on the station, you all are great together now. I have a thing, the lady say talk to Dwight when he come and stuff or whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, tell Dwight them put this, what's his name, Kennedy Ice, right there from 12 to 2 o'clock.
We could talk.
Makes a lot of sense.
We could talk.
On 12 o'clock in the noon day till 2 o'clock. Afternoon, it was 1 o'clock.
We could talk the times. No? We could talk the times. The times have to be negotiated. I can give you some of my time.
That's wasted time right there.
No.
In the slot.
No.
We could agree to disagree, right?
But we have to.
You can't tell me. It's on to me. You can't tell me if she more affected. I'm sure she'll do a better damn job than what's going on right now. You all keep up the good work. Hi, Kenny.
Goodbye. Good morning. Proper.
Good morning.
Producer, you ain't got that disclaimer. You say the views and statements of the callers and the host are not,
may not.
Those of the station. Proper.
Oh, boy.
We receive it.
Thank you.
And we hold it up.
Yes.
And then we say not 12 to 2, no. But still, we go wake on it.
Yes,
we go wake on
absolutely,
it.
Aaron.
And listen, faith over fear.
Yes.
Do not be afraid to open your mouth.
Don't be scared.
In safe spaces.
Safe spaces.
Right.
Safe spaces.
Don't be afraid to say to your friends, I need safe space.
And we have to be able to cultivate those environments and those friendships.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to trust that when you open your mouth, people will say, I see you.
I see you. That, Aaron, we want the basic things. I want my daughter to have a good education.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to live well. I want her to have more than I would have had. I have more than my mother had. My daughter will have more than I have had.
Mm-hmm.
Anai's children will have more than she will have had.
Right. It's so important. Our good uncle, Randall Fox, it's the faith.
It's the faith
that move the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And the faith can succumb to fear.
Absolutely.
As well.
Amen.
May 5th.
May 5th.
Sunday, May 5th.
Sunday, May 5th.
This weekend, 11 a.m., Charlottesville Clubhouse, Faith Over Fear Mimosas and Brunch Absolutely. Empowerment event.
Yes, ma'am.
And we trust that me empowering myself does not diminish
your light
and prevent you from empowering yourselves, whether it's amongst women or it's amongst women and men.
Absolutely.
I love this Bahamas.
I love it.
Very much. We're going to have you back very, very soon.
Thank you, Erin.
Ma'am, we're going to have one of these text days. Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. Thank you, Pauper. Thank you, Cousin McNeil.
Thank you.
And remember, the Hannah Hasty Times General Meeting, Family Association General Meeting, PM at St. John's College and via Zoom. Check HHT Facebook and WhatsApp groups for the Zoom link or DM me personally on Facebook for the Zoom link. You guys have a wonderful day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nurias up next. Oh, and enjoy International Jazz Day.
And a real woman knows a real man ain't afraid to please her. And a real woman knows a real man always comes first. And a real man just can't deny a woman's worth.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.